What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Obviously, we're not coming to the ballpark every day and watching them play, but we're tuning them in as much as we can, right? The Metro Detroit, whether it be watching, going to games, listening on the radio, it's clear that they've kind of captured this community. What is most fun about this team for you? Other than the winning, like the winning is the big thing. Like that's the result and that's always fun. But what are you appreciating most about this team? Because teams get personalities, right? And I'll think back to the two Piston championship teams. The Bad Boys had a personality and that personality worked and we embraced the rough and tumble Bad Boys. Mm-hmm. The going to work Pistons also had a personality. They played defense. They shared the basketball. Like they were different than many teams in that era. And we embraced that personality. What is it about this Tiger team that is most fun for you? Again, obviously the winning. Is it a style of play? Is it just one guy? I love watching this player play, but clearly the winning is the end result. But what is it about the way that they are winning that you are embracing the most as a fan that you just love? And I got one thing that's standing out for me that I'm really finding gratifying, but I'm wondering if anybody else is going to say, excuse me, the same thing about whether or not it is what they find most gratifying about this team and most fun to watch. Gatorade, I'm intrigued what you're going to say.
Yeah, I've got some.
Kang as well, and I want to know what it is for the people. AJ said, it's a fun team coming to the ballpark every day. We tune them in almost every day whenever we can, right, Detroit? So what are you finding most fun about a team that now is three games clear as the best team in baseball and 25 games over 500?
I'm sorry, how many? What?
25. 248-539-9797. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. And they're coming in hot with summer savings. Right now, lease the new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $349 per month for 36 months with zero money down. $349. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. What's most fun about this Detroit Tiger team? I got something that I'm enjoying the hell out of. Gator's got something he's enjoying the hell out of. Kang has something he's enjoying the hell out of. And I think what we'll do is we'll bank ours and see if anybody says the same thing, right?
Sure.
See, like match
tally them up.
Yeah, match game style. Let's see who matches with the Richard Dawson. I don't. Why am I it's referencing it? Yeah. Why am I referencing a show that's
Gene Rayburn? It's even older than Richard Dawson.
Yeah. So. For God's sake, Doug.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's twice in the first hour.
Fanny flag coming out.
We're a couple of dead guys. What the hell? 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Jim and McComb, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jim.
Hey guys, how are you doing this morning?
We're great. Right, thank you.
Hey, you know what? What I love most about watching this team, it's like dealer's choice. You just never know when somebody is going to come through with a big hit, a big defensive play, a big pitching outing, whether it's Inns for a game, Montero once every two or three starts, Perez with a defensive play in the outfield, who's going to come with a big hit off the bench. You just never know who is going to come to play and be the hero every single game.
I mean, the funny thing is I thought about that a little bit as far as what I'm enjoying the most is the vast array of guys that on a given night can be the star. And, you know, one of the things that gets said in baseball a lot is pick up your teammate, pick him up. That guy struck out with two outs and the go-ahead run on second. With one out and the go-ahead run on second, you're coming up with two outs. Pick up your teammate that just struck out, that didn't move the runner over, that didn't have a productive at-bat. You go do it. And it seems like they do that a lot. They do it a lot. Somebody needs to get picked up, and they do get picked up.
I mean, you watch other games across the league, and it just don't have the vast variety of plays, an offense or defense, that is the key to a given game on any given night.
I'm right there with you. I hear it. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's close to what I was going with.
248-539-9797. Let's go to John and Warren. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
How you doing, guys?
All right, John.
Hey, the thing I like best about these guys, they're a team. There's no egos. Like you say, they back each other up. They never quit. They play till the last out of the game. Somebody's having a bad day. They don't care. There's no egos. They play together all the way till the last out. And that, what more can you ask?
You're throwing a lot out there, yeah. But we'll stick with the no egos part.
See, I don't believe that there's no egos, but I do believe all the rest of what you said. I think they do have egos, but I think their egos kind of get set aside, and they recognize that.
They know they're good.
They know they're good, but I think there's a big difference between no egos and playing to the last out and never giving up. I think those are kind of different things.
Well, yeah, that's true. They do. All professional athletes are going to have some type of ego. But like you say, they can put them aside. They back each other up. They're a true definition of a team.
Well, they really are, because AJ has said the idea that he can put a guy anywhere in the lineup between 1 and 9 or sit a guy. And I think he specifically on our morning show has referenced sitting Jake Rogers for Dylan Dingler.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake's like, Dylan's playing great. And I'm sure Jake, I mean, deep down, everybody wants to play.
But what's best for the team?
But he completely understands. 248-539-9797. Gary in Harrison Township, what are you enjoying most about the Tigers? What's your favorite thing?
The favorite thing is AJ pulls the strings. Any player he puts in, there's no prima donnas to say, I want to start every game. I want to do this. I feel like, I don't know the locker room, but there's not a prima donna that says, I got to play every inning.
They're
buying into AJ's system.
I think you're dead on about that as well. And I think it kind of speaks a little bit to what we said to the previous, caller is the buy-in is there. Hey, whatever's best for the team, we're willing to do.
Yeah, they're looking for the prize of a World Series. They're not looking at, I got to bat 330 and play every inning and every at-bat. They're like, I'm not starting today, but I know off the bench I might come in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning and hopefully try to help the team.
You know, and the one thing about that, Gary, and I agree with you, is I think that happens sort of organically at the beginning of a run. When a team is starting to get good, it's all about winning. It's all about, I'm establishing myself as a good part, as a part of a winning team, and you're perfectly happy with that as a professional athlete. As time goes by, that can erode. And I think we should embrace it while we have it right now. When guys start getting paid or there's incentives involved, or you're getting up there in your career and you haven't landed the money cannon contract yet. I mean, right now there's so many guys under club control for quite some time. There's very few contract issues, but there's very few that we have to worry about.
It's a very young team.
It's a very young team. And because of that, what he just described, it feels to me like it happens organically. Feedback coming in. Most fun part about the Tigers, I love to watch the aggressive base running. It reminds me of Dan Campbell on fourth down. I am a fan of forcing the issue in sports. It's from Scott.
Yeah, I love how they're aggressive in the base passing, yet it doesn't look like they're forcing it. Like there have been instances, of course, where somebody gets thrown out by 10 feet. Like, well, you probably shouldn't have done that. But by and large, the decision to go from first to third,
mm-hmm,
has paid off in spades. I think I got caught up a little bit last night with one play, but beyond that, it's hard to find those examples where going first to third just doesn't make any sense. It makes all the sense.
This one on Twitch, similar. Kira Duchesne, please, says the base running. I love how they're super aggressive on the base pass. Minus steals. That's weird and a unique thing.
Yeah, they have like two base stealing threats on a team. Parker Meadows and Zach McKinstry. And Zach McKinstry is like nearly impossible to throw out. his timing is fantastic. Meadows is the best speed on the team, and they've got a couple other guys that situationally they're just good base runners like Javi Baez. But no, they're right at the bottom of the league when it comes to stolen bases. And yet base running is excellent.
Felt like last night, though, they made the decision as a team that we're going to run every chance we get. The Tigers have 35 stolen bases out of 30 teams in the majors. A mere 29 rank with more than them.
Was that it?
Yes.
How many more teams are there in baseball than just the Tigers?
There are 29 other teams. So it's they're dead
last. So they're last, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Most fun thing is something Riley Green said. Quote, they're young and dumb. It just seems like they're genuinely having fun. That's from Brendan Wald Lake. Well, they're definitely having fun. Winning is fun. I always think the fun card, I'm not a buyer that they're winning because they're having fun. I think it's the other way around. I think because they're winning, it's fun. Teams that are losing but, quote, having fun get annihilated. If it were just as easy as finding a way to have fun, I don't know how anyone would ever lose a game. But from an unnamed texter, and this is kind of mine. Getting in on the ground floor and watching these guys turn into studs before our eyes is just so much fun.
And that's satisfying.
That's basically mine. Mine is watching them improve, watching the individuals get better and better and better. So seeing Torque, seeing Dingler, seeing McKinstry, seeing Colt Keith, seeing all of these guys.
Eyes and Green, they've all gotten better.
Watching the learning curve, guys that we watch struggle are the same guys that have led this team to the best record in baseball. Why is that as gratifying as it is? I don't know. But it makes me like this team more. So whoever sent, they didn't sign their text. That is mine, is watching players that we saw struggle.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Goal. Start to get it. Maybe he put it better than I did, getting in on the ground floor. We got in on the ground floor, and we're just watching him go up and up and up.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's in a lot of ways, this parallels what the Lions have done.
Yeah.
Get their own players in there, draft your own guys, you trade for your one leader on this team, the absolute leader, the quarterback, and you move forward with it. You have your growing pains, and then all of a sudden you start to see things click. And last year, after the All-Star break is when it clicked.
248-539-9797. Unnamed texter. What I love most about this Tiger team is their fight. It feels like that even when they're down in games, we're never out. They are clutch. Yeah. Yep. They talk about 27 outs. They talk about 9 innings.
So that's mine.
That's yours.
They're never out of it.
Yeah.
Never out of it. In fact, that to me is what's fun. It's become fun. It's also one of these things you're like, want to tear your hair out in a way, but this is the gamble. It's you're watching late in the game, the team is trailing. And instead of having the feeling of dread they're going to lose this game, it's like, how are they going to come back and win this game? Because that's what they've done.
Isn't it weird?
It's totally wild.
I'm watching that game last night with Pepio pitching, and I'm like, not sure they're winning this one, but it's not a crisis. Clearly, it's not a crisis. And then he's out of the game, and it's 2-2. And I'm like, well, they've done their job. They've chased the good starter, the guy that's having a good day, that's giving him problems. They've chased him. And this has turned into a game where I was kind of like, all right, maybe this would be, they don't win every series. They don't sweep every series, and that's fine.
To me, in a way, and maybe I just making this correlation because I'm looking forward to going to Vegas in a couple of weeks, but it's like playing blackjack. The Tigers, I'm the Tigers, and the dealer is the opposition. The dealer's got an 8 showing. I've got 15 or 16 and I have to hit. Normally I dread that, but I have the ultimate confidence that I'm going to get the card that's going to beat the dealer because Tigers. That's just Tigers baseball. They're down late. Doesn't matter. Down by two runs going into the eighth inning. They'll find a way to manufacture the runs to tie this game and then eventually take the lead. We've seen it more often than not. It seems to me, now the games I've watched, but doesn't it seem like that's the case?
Yeah.
That when they find themselves down by a couple runs late, that they'll come back from that and they'll win that.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. More of your Tiger calls coming up as we continue here. What are you finding most fun about this Tiger team? What do you like most about watching them play? Other than the winning, which is obviously the number one thing. 97-1, the ticket.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.